May the peace of Almighty Yah we rest upon you. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. What do we identify today when there are so many things that are transpiring throughout this nation? A nation that is totally given over unto the powers of darkness, whereby Shaitan and the entourage of the forces of hell rule in this nation. The heart of man is corrupt. It is a very wicked heart. He has rejected the laws of Yahweh, and he walks according to his own righteousness, although his righteousness is as the filthy minister rags of a woman. And he continues to walk in his own precepts, concepts, ideas, that he reigns supreme upon the earth. And the name of Yahweh is blaspheme. The hope of Messiah is despised. And what we have today is a house that is full of rebelliousness, wickedness, sin, for they have rejected the laws of Yahweh, and they have gone after their own strange gods, as the Baptists follow after the Baptist God, and the Jehovah Witnesses after their Jehovah God, and those of the Lord Jesus Christo, they follow after their Jesus God. And they are all different in their identities. They are not the same. That's why you have this massive, massive separation, segregation, and independency. It is not a dependency, but they are totally independent. The Sodomites have their God. The lesbians, their God. And it goes on and on. The African Americans, they have their God. The Caucasians, they have their God. The Mexicans, the Jews, the Arabs, they all have their gods. Yet they all believe that they are pleasing their God. And they are deceived in this hour. Sin, because man transgressed the laws of Yahweh. Sin is rampantly in this nation. When a civil people, that is what we are supposed to be in this nation, a civil people, yet it is a heathen nation, full of heathenism. When a man doesn't even know that he's a man, when he doesn't know that he has all the attributes of a man and a woman, doesn't know. And yet, constitutions of the states permits a man to call himself married to another man or a woman to another woman. What a vile abomination. And those that protest, you see those women, those that call themselves, they are Christians. You see the women dress like men, Jezebel looking, wearing pants, dressed up in their suited attires like men. Yahweh intends for the daughters of Zion to dress in a holy way. She should not dress like a man, nor should she try to talk like a man or carry herself like a man. A man should not dress effeminate with soft gay clothes on. He should dress like a man, like he's ready for battle. And then you have the politicians, men like John Kerry, men like President Bush, and Colin Powell, Mr. Putin of Russia, and Sharon of Israel, and Mr. Blair of Britain, and Sharon of France, and Schroeder, these men. As they continue their little dialogue, Yet, the Supreme One that created all things, he is not a part of their dialogue. His name is never mentioned. The thoughts of his name is never brought to the attention of any of them. They despise Yahweh, for they are haters of the truth. You that declare that you are son of Yahweh, and you despise his name, you are a child of darkness. Your mind is seduced by the powers of hell. What are you saying, Pastor Roberts? I'm simply saying this, my friend. You don't resist the truth, and you don't find yourself kicking against the prick. So if you do not understand, don't resist it. You pray your way, give me understanding, and he will. But this is a generation, just like the Yehudas, they rejected the name of Yahweh. When Messiah came in the strength and in the power of that name, they desired to destroy him. Who is this mighty one? Well, the Sodomites do not know him, nor do the white supremacists, they don't know him, nor of this Anglo-Caucasian dramatic tribe teachings. They are from the pits of hell, nor do the black Hebrews or the African-American Hebrews know him, for he identified with his son, and the hope of Messiah, Yeshua, dwells in the hearts of the people of Almighty Yahweh. This nation, because of all of her sins, her transgression against the law, she is going to reel and roll to and fro, for the wrath of Yahweh is poured out upon all those that are unholy and unrighteous, a generation that despise the truth of Yahweh. These men that declare that they are prophets, they are prognosticators. They try guessing. They get a little news from here. Try to piece this together, that together. Yet they tell you, thus saith the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the spirit of Baal. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. For what Moshe prophesied, it came to pass. Yokohara, as he was there on the Isle of Patmos, what he began to see was the profound truth of Almighty Yahweh. Isaiah, Ezekiel, these men of great determination, they were led by the Spirit of Yahweh. Zephaniah, Amos, they were led into that path of that profound truth that they could utter the words of Almighty Yahweh unto the house of Israel. We have men today, they try to determine things by some news event. And so they will congregate together, and they will say, what does this has to do with the end time scenario? You can take all kinds of things and paint an end-time scenario. Yet they have forgotten the most important thing. Scripture says there will be no sign given unto this perverted, wicked, corrupt generation. And that is what this generation is looking for. A sign. Yet the prophets, they call themselves prophets, they have no sign. There is no sign with them at all. Messiah profoundly uttered. And he said, as there were certain scribes, Pharisees, of course they came unto him saying, they call him Rabboni, Rabbi, Doctor. Isn't that amazing? Because men today, in these congregations of darkness, you cannot even declare that you are one that qualify to speak the word of Yahweh unless you have your doctorate. So your PhD and your DDD, they're dumb, devilish dogs, what they are. So they tried in their sophisticated way, master, a great teacher, Rabboni, Rabbi, as they perceive that they could impress Messiah. They said unto him, they said, we, above all things, we want to see a sign from thee. Show us something that will inspire our hearts, causing us to cleave unto the truths that you speak, that we can verify that what you say is the truth, because we can associate that with a sign. That's what they ask for. Show us a sign. Give us some kind of a token. Show us a wonderful, magnificent thing that cannot be disputed. Well, first of all, the words that he spoke could not be disputed. They did not have the power nor the resources and all of their gainsaying to resist the profound truths of Almighty Yahweh. And so what you have today is this congregation of darkness. They see the uprising of the homosexual or these sodomite dogs. Well, these things are taking place in what you call the spiritual realm. You go to these whorehouses, Methodists, the Holiness, the Pentecostals, the Charismatics. You will see the women dressed like Jezebels, the men effeminate, their hair, their earbuds, their slaves. That's their slaves unto the master of hell, Shaitan. They have no liberty at all. My friends, if you literally think you have any liberty outside of your why, you are a deceived fool. There is no liberty outside of him. For the governments of the world, they are taking control of every aspect of the lives of the people. They tell you what you can have in your front yards. They tell you what kind of fence you can put up. They tell you what time that you must turn off anything that is loud or offensive. They actually and literally control you. And we say that we are a democracy. We are a democratic nation, and we have all of these liberties that have been constituted unto us by our royal constitution. Your constitution shall be destroyed and damned, because it does not bring forth the truths of Yahweh. It vilifies Yahweh. His name is not mentioned, nor is he a part of your creeds. They are Luciferian. They've come by the order Luciferianism. How can you say that, Pastor Roberts? Because Shaitan, he showed Messiah the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. But he said unto Yahshua, if thou wilt bow down and worship me, all of this will I give unto you. And this nation has bowed down to the powers of darkness. The mind is deceitful today. Your children, your homes, they are encased or enamored from the truth of Yahweh. Their hearts are enamored. They're encased in their own satanic, seductive world, and they reject the truths of Yahweh. The scribes, the Pharisees, we have many scribes today, those that think that they understand the laws of Yahweh. They think that they are learned men in the Mosaic covenant or the laws of Moshe. They love to examine things and give you the historical evidence, and yet there is no spiritual life in anything that they do or that they say. There are those that declare that they are or is the sign, or these are the signs. Scripture tells us that there shall only be one sign. It is not some corrupt, perverted man that calls himself the last day prophet, a Jezebel, a pedophile of a man that raped the daughters of Zion. He is truly a sign of the workings of hell, of the powers of darkness. Resist the name of Yahweh. He is a force of darkness and not the sign of Yahweh. He is the sign for the children of darkness. Yahweh said, as Messiah spoke unto this intellectual society, those that were pharisaic, they were school among or had the knowledge of the Yodim. They were schooled men, the Sadducees and the Essens, and they described respect as to the formalities of things, and the order and the dictates, and things had to be done in a certain way. And so that is why they came unto Messiah, and they asked him for a sign. Yahshua retorted unto that rebellious, wicked generation. He answered and said unto them, an evil and an adulterous generation, a people that are gathered from all cross sector of society. This generation is one. It is evil. And they seek after a sign. And he warns them that there shall be no sign given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas. No other sign, but the sign of Jonah, the prophet. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. He declared to that evil generation, the men of Nineveh shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. Why? Men will say that Yahweh did not destroy Nineveh, and he changed his word, and that's not so. Scripture says, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, they repented. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. Those of Nineveh, they repented. They fasted. Their animals fasted, because they knew the destruction of Almighty Yahweh. Just like Isaiah, as he went unto, as Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, he says unto him, he said, surely Yahweh has sent me, and you shall die. And yet Yahweh told him, you go back and you tell him that I will add 15 years unto his life. Yahweh did just that, my friends. And those men of Nineveh, when they heard the preaching, the kingdom message, they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And he said, there's one that is greater than Jonah here with you. He said, the queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation. And they're going to condemn this generation. This generation of America, she's condemned. She's going to die. He said, for she shall come from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Men will go to hear every kind of strange doctrine and every kind of strange man. They declare himself to be the prophet of Yahweh, or the one that will dispense or usher in the end time. There is only one that shall bring that to pass. And as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so shall the Son of Man, Messiah, as he went down to the lower parts of Sheol, and bound every spirit of hell, loosed those that were captive by the will of Almighty Yahweh. There's only one sign and one hope for the house of Israel, and that is the sure hope of Yahshua, Messiah, the anointed of the Yahshak of Yahweh, the savoring, power of the Savior of Yahweh, the Yahshak, is what he is. And he came to give us that inspiration and understanding of the profound truths of Yahweh. He said that the queen of the south shall rise up in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it. For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. When an unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest, and findeth not. Then he saith, I will return to my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it empty. What an empty generation today! One that loves leisure and idleness, loves sin. Nation that is given over unto jocularity and frivolity. They love folly and foolishness. They love basketball games and football, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis. They love all those things, but they do not love Yahweh. He found this house that he had gone out of very idle. He found it empty. There was no labor of love or no labor of faith. No labor for the pure things of Yahweh. Said he find it swept, clean swept away. The man is swept under by the world affairs today. Men love the pleasures of this world more than they love Yahweh. And he find it garnished with this order or the religious metaphors or the ornaments of religion. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Pentecostal. I'm a Methodist. We're just the people of Yahweh. That is whom we ought to be and declare ourselves. We are the assembly of Yahweh, just Yahweh's congregation. He called out people. He liked that to be peculiar unto Yahweh to show forth the excellency of his praise. And that is the reverence of his mighty name. Find it all adored or garnished and trim with religious ornaments and self-righteousness. Then goeth he, and he taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation. The plagues of Yahweh, the malachs, the seals, the 7 last plagues. Because of these vile spirits, we see them today. These Sodomites with their pride. They reject the laws of Yahweh. They resist the pure name. Yahweh, this religious world today, it is religious, it is filled with religion. There is no pure desire in it at all. You that have been purchased by the blood of Messiah, you that have come to the knowledge of the truth, many of you that Yahweh has brought to this profound truth, you have brought your traditions along with you. You brought the Methodist ways, or the Pentecostals, or the apostolic ways. They're corrupt ways. They're not pure and clean ways. We need to be cleansed, swept, pure our hearts, abandoning those things that brought us into bondage. There is only one name. It can never be Jesus. Any name is a pagan name, but it takes away the identity of the Father. And that name, Jesus, it is a pagan name. I've preached in that name many years. And I will declare that it is pagan. Pastor Robert, you are blaspheming the spirit of Yahweh, the Kudosh Ruah. I say to you, my friend, if you're listening to this broadcast, you reject the name of Yahweh for some pagan name, your heart is not stirred to find and to seek out the truth, then woe unto you. You've been given unto that religious spirit like this nation. For the Sodomites will tell you that they were made that way. They can't marry. Yahweh says, Yahweh puts a man and a woman together. What Yahweh has joined together, let no man put that or separate that. He never joins two men together. He never joins himself with a harlot or a harlot spirit. He has winked in our ignorance, but now he is calling us to repent like Nineveh. Nineveh repented at the preaching of Yonah when they heard the profound judgments of Yahweh. America is not going to repent. She is a part of these religious identities. You can be a Muslim. You can be a worshiper of Judaism. It's wrong. Christianity is only one truth. And that is the profound truth of Yahweh. His law is the truth. That's why this nation is not civil. They have more inmates in prison than any industrialized nation upon the face of the earth. It's a nation that is corrupt. And they are speaking with great disturbance of what things happen in Iraq. What a hypocrisy when this nation is consumed with pornography. When your young daughters are Jezebels. They're given over unto the lust of their flesh. Your young sons are producing illegitimate babies that are born of a bastardom. That is the truth. And then this nation is raising. The leaders are appalling what's happening. And yet they're perverted men, pedophiles, and all kinds of corrupt spirits of concupiscence. Yet the preachers that call themselves pastors, they are adulterers and liars and deceivers. They're corrupt and pedophiles. No man, you say what he says, has no authority. A man that committed adultery with a woman, he hates his own soul. How can men, like R.G. Stare, that men know that he has raped daughters of Zion, young, virtuous women that were afraid that he literally raped them. This child of hell declares that he is a sign, surely is a sign of this wicked generation, for they love wickedness, and his heart is wicked. Not a sign, no authority, no possessor of authority or power or might. For man that is given over unto his own seduction, his own pride, he always calls his people to walk in holiness and purity. Well, Pastor Roberts, you better watch yourself. That is why I preach it this way. It is the sound message of truth that will keep any man from giving himself over unto the corrupt matter of his flesh. I'm not talking about our brother falling into sin. We that are strong, we restore that brother with the spirit of meekness. But a man that continuously abused, raped the daughters of Zion, my friend, that is a corrupt, demented, vile mind that has been taken by the spirits of hell. And the birth of that heart is one of darkness. A seed that is corrupt. That is the truth. He says that that vile thing, that America, at one time she began to understand her corruptions and her sins. She was brought to shame, her slavery, her inappropriate ways of treating people. She had a heart. She realized it. She began to repent of her ways and acknowledge her wrongdoings and her sins. And all of a sudden she began to become haughty and lifted up and arrogant. He always says, what about me? No. We are, this nation is, the land of liberty. This is where you find your liberty. My friend, there's only one liberty, and we find that in Yahweh. You don't find it in America. This nation has the people bound. They are taken under the yoke of this nation. They keep their minds bound unto television, basketball, football, their idol shows. That's what they are, idols. You should not set no other idol or have no other idol before Yahweh. And they are their idol shows that your sons or your daughters are given over unto that. Their hearts are being taken by these vile, evil spirits of hell. And Yahweh is simply going to deliver his house, his people, because they know whom they serve. We have power over every vile, unclean, evil thing. We can tread upon them, cast them down, bind them where they have no legitimacy in our minds, our spirits, no authority to overcharge us at all. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts, sitting here live tonight, blessing my Father Yahweh for all of His mighty blessings and His goodness. I say to my Father, let it all come to pass, Yahweh. Let it come to pass. This is the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I want to hear from you, my listeners, friends, foes, whomever. We want to hear from you. You that will call me tonight, wherever you are in the United States of America, wherever, you call me at area code 843-658-6222. That is a number that is quite easily to remember. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call me tonight, I will send you a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast. There's a book entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. It will inspire your heart, cause you to understand many of the things that I am preaching if you have heard them for the first time. You call me now, leave your name, address, and don't forget your zip code, and we will send that out as a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast. You call me, area code 843-658-6222. You can go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. Yahweh Sword. And you will be inspired to see what Yahweh is doing in this Yahweh's community of believers that trust Yahweh, that trust in His name, and strive to live a clean, pure life, representative of the kingdom of Yahweh dwelling in the hearts of His people. Our web address is www.yahwehsword.org. You may go there. We have a book. If you would like to have that book, it is an inspired book to read. I don't offer books and things of that nature. I believe that there is only one book, and that is Scripture. Through much prayer and desire to know what Yahweh is speaking, a man can understand. But we do want to hear from you. Go to our website. Leave us a note that you are listening and where you are listening, and we will send you out that book as well. The Heavenly Father's Great Name. You visit us at www.yahwehsword.org, and you will find us there. Leave a comment, your name, your address, and we will send that book out to you. We're not trying to collect a mailing list to badger you for an offering or gift. But if Yahweh is blessing you, then send a gift for the support of this broadcast. We simply want to strengthen the body of Yahweh. And I know that there are many of us, we have not learned this truth. And our religious practices will keep us bound, whereby we do not know how to come from under the power of that spirit. My friend, there is a name, and the name is Yahweh, and it is not Jesus, it is not Lord, it is not Jehovah, it is not Yeshua. It's Yahweh, and that is his name. Let me get back to that sign of this time. The sign. What sign are you looking toward? You looking toward some man for your sign? Are you looking for the hope that shall shine from the midst of the heavens? What are you looking for? What is the sign? Corrupt men? Charlatan liars and deceivers? Or is it the truth of Messiah? Yahweh has sent us a savior, a hope, a Yorshak. Because this generation has taken out the truth of Yahweh, taken out the commandments, the law, the statutes, the ordinance, the judgment of Yahweh, resisted those things. And now what you have is an unclean spirit. They're vile, they're corrupt things. Pride is the prince of them all. And he goes forth. And that is the only spirit that this wicked generation, that is the only sign that it should have. The judgment of Yahweh. A wicked and an adulterous generation is always seeking after a sign. But my friends, there will be no sign given unto it. Now that's what Yahweh said. This is a wicked and adulterous generation. And if you are wicked and adulterous, you are seeking after a sign. That is the truth. A wicked and an adulterous. What adulterous? It is one that is adulterous with this intimacy with Yahweh. They do not have an allegiance with Yahweh. No, this is an adulterous generation. Their allegiance is to their God. What is a God? Well, Shaitan told Eve what a God is. The day that you disobey Yahweh, you eat of that tree, you will know the difference between good and evil. And so you think you know the difference between good and evil. Yet, you do not discern the evil intent, the corrupt desire of your own hearts, that reject the name of Yahweh. Tell me, my friend, what is the Father's name? Now, these coward men will say, well, I'll just leave that alone. No, you are a coward. You don't even love Yahweh. Because if you did, his name is an everlasting name, and it is a memorial unto him. This wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after the sign. But there shall be no sign given it but the sign of the prophet Yonah. And the scripture says when Messiah said that he left them and departed from them. Because they were a wicked generation. Who's going to deliver us? Who has delivered us? You understand that when Moshe went to the house of Israel in that bondage in Egypt, Yahweh said to Moses, he said, you tell them that I am who I am. Now, I understand how the King James translates that, or you are King James only, and yet you're not even that. Because if you truly search Scripture, you will see that the Father has a name. And it can't be Jesus, and it certainly can't be the pagan lie, Jehovah. He said, Moshe, you tell them that I am who I am. And he said, thus shall ye say to the house of Israel, I am Yahweh that have sent you to them. And Yahweh went on to say, moreover, Moshe, thou shalt say to the house of Israel, he said, I am Yahweh, the father of your fathers. And the father of Abraham, the father of Isaac, and the father of Jacob, I have sent you unto them. And he says, I want you to know, isn't that amazing? In Exodus, chapter 3, verse 15, he says, this is my name. What name? I am. What an ignorant generation. Say, this is my name. I am who I am. I am Yahweh. That's the statement. That makes sense, doesn't it? Even naturally. I am that I am. No, I am who I am. Well, who are you? I am Yahweh. That is my name forever. You tell me, well, if that is his name forever, then you better call on I am that I am. So, wicked generation. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Now, if his name is I am that I am, then you better call on him because he says, this is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. What? His name. So it's his name, I am that I am. Well, my friend, you better call on I am that I am. Because if you don't call on I am that I am, he said that that is his name forever. How long is forever? It is everlasting. It is eternal. And this cowardly generation, these men are afraid. They're afraid of the consequences. When Yahweh some years ago began to cause me to call on that name, by faith I did it. I had no one to assist me. It was not because I had studied to understand it. It was just a faith thing he put in my heart. Some 25, 27 years ago, he brought that to my understanding. And so it's not a strange thing, his name. And as he began to move with my heart by faith, I began to preach his name in this assembly with the people here. Yet they did not understand, but I preached it by faith, and I did not deny the name of Yahweh. That there were those that left me because I began to preach in that name, because they began to call me a heretic in their own ways. They're fools. They're walking in darkness because you cannot despise the name of Yahweh. He has an honorable name. His name is his memorial. And if I am that I am, if that is his memorial, my friends, you better call on I am that I am. I am that I am. The name Jesus can never be the anointed one or the anointed, the assured salvation of Yahweh. That's why the Lord damns the Jews. Know that that's a pagan lie. They reject that. Those that call themselves Jews for Jesus, the Messianic, they want their Yeshua. He that saved, no, Yahweh is the one that saved. Search the scriptures. There's no one else that saved but Yahweh. He is our Savior. He is our Yoshak. And he sent Messiah to be the assurance of that Yoshak. Only he can save. He said, this is my name forever. And this is my memorial. What? His name is his memorial. You understand what a memorial is? They have all kinds of memorials in this nation. Yes, a memorial, this is a nation of all kinds of gods. And you always say, my name is a memorial forever. His name. They have memorials for black people. They have memorials for Caucasians. They have memorials for Indians because of their gods. This is a nation that is filled with memorials. My friends, Mr. Reagan, the former president, yet there are memorials of Mr. Reagan in every state of the United States, and they are campaigning, the Reaganites, for he is their God, to make sure that there is a memorial of Reagan in every county, 6,000 plus counties in America. And yet the name of Yahweh is despised. Tell me what is his name. Of course, his name is Ronald Reagan. And everyone knows that. Yet they call God like the Muslim call their God. Allah Akbar, God is great. No, I say Yahweh is the mighty one. There is no other one like Yahweh. For his name is the name of strength, and the name of great power and anointing. There's no other name. And his name is going to be declared throughout all the earth, my friend, the name of Yahweh, the name of Yahweh, not the pagan names, not their lords, the Baals, and their Lord, yeah, he's a Baal, Jesus, Jesus, Christo, Yes, he is a Baal. That's why they call him Baal. You cannot interchange his name, my friend. There's only one. This generation is so wicked and so vile and so unclean. It's a generation that resists the name of Yahweh. And the reason why? It is cursed, my friend. America is a cursed nation. It is cursed. It is cursed because she has rejected the name of Almighty Yahweh. She despised that name. It is not a name that she loves. Yet this nation says that we know God. I believe that. I will not even fight against that, because this is a nation that knows gods. There are many gods. Scripture calls Shaitan the god of this world. He has blinded their eyes. If this message or if this name be blinded from you, it's because the god of this world has blinded your eyes, so that this marvelous truth will not and cannot shine through unto you. And it is not going to shine through. May I say to you, as Melchizedek said unto the priest, this commandment is for you. As he said, if you will not hear Melchizedek, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. He said, if you will not hear him, you will not lay it to heart to give honor, to give preference, honor, riches, to give reputation, reverence to my name, unto my name. Now, how is that, my friend? How is that to his authority? To his shame. That's what it means, his name. He said, if you will not hear and you will not lay it too hard to give honor unto my name, Sheth Yahweh of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already because you do not lay it too hard. Do we lay that to heart, saints? Friends, do we lay that to heart? Do we lay that to heart? Yet every preacher, every Pentecostal, every Baptist, every Methodist, every Church of the Lord Jesus, every whorehouse of the Church of God Christ, every one of the Church of God, they will quote this to you. They will quote this. The deceivers and liars, even the tithes, Yisrael, when they would bring the tithes to the priest. Every third year, they would actually bring the tithes. Yet it would be for the widows, for those that had nothing, and for the priests, for the Levites, because they had no heritage. Yet these men today, they are charlatans. They live sumptuously. They live very wealthy. They live like royal kings. Yet they will all quote the scripture. Melchizedek, chapter 3, verse 8. Will a man rob Yahweh? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and in offerings. They all quote that one. And then they would tell the people this. Ye are cursed with the curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Now, what is the difference between that curse and when Yahweh said, because you will not give honor to my name, I will even send a curse upon you? Can you explain that, my friend? Well, preacher, that's a little different. Tell me. Tell me, my friend. He said, I will even send a curse upon you. Because you will not give honor to my name, he said, and I have already cursed them already. Why? Because you don't even lay it to heart. How can the Pentecostals get by with that? How can they cause folks to fear and give their last nickel so they may get their blessing? Because they have robbed their God. Yet when it comes to his name, his name is not exalted. This is a wicked generation. There's no sign, but the true sign, a Messiah. And that sign is not in the name of Jesus. It's not in that. It's not in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. is not in that. Crucial is not in that. These men that declare that, they're pagan men. What about understand and try to debate the truth? Tries to debate it. It's better just to, as Scripture says, be quick to hear and slow to speak. Let us be like the Bereans. Yes, the Bereans. They heard the wonderful truths. They opened up their hearts and their minds. Yes, they did. And then they searched the Scriptures and see if those things were true. And see if they had any validation at all to them. To see if it was from Yahweh. If it was from hell. It's either the truth or it's not, my friend. It's either what Yahweh says or it's nothing else at all. You must obey Him. You must do what the Father said and obey what He commands you to do. And if you don't, then woe unto you. Woe unto you if you don't. The enemy is using all he can. Destroy the heart away from the truth of Yahweh. And the thing he's using is religion. He's using religion. The minds of many are given over unto that. And they're given over unto those spirits of hell. Why? Because they love the things that are untrue. They don't love the things of Yahweh. This is Pastor Robert tonight. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. I do want to hear from you. I want you to write us and let us know how that the broadcast is coming in. Send a gift, an offering, that this broadcast may continue. The will of Yahweh. I want to know how the broadcast is coming in. You can visit our website. You can write. You can call and let us know. You can call us. Area code 843-658-6222. You that will call, let us know how the broadcast has inspired your heart. How you've been blessed. We will send you out a book. It's entitled The Heavenly Father's Great Name. And in that book, it will bless you. You call, you leave your name, your address, and zip code. Area code 843-658-6222. You can call now. The line is open. You can call, leave your name, address, and zip code. You can visit our website, www.yahwehsword.org. YAHWEHSWORD, YahwehSword.org, and you can leave us a comment, and you that will leave a comment, your name, address, your zip code, we will send you out this book as well, The Heavenly Father's Great Name. Or you can write me, you address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E, F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Again, that is Pastor Roberts, 717, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, S-C, South Carolina, 29718. You never write me. Send a generous gift for the support of this broadcast. We'll send you out a book entitled Come Out of Her, My People by Dr. Costner. Profound book that will bless you, inspire your heart. You can go to our internet site and look and see this book. You go to our internet site, www.yahwehsword.org. We're in the process of building that, but yet there's quite a bit of material there and things you can see as the community life that we live here in Jefferson, South Carolina. You can see those things. I want to read this in our closing tonight, Acts 17, verse 10. It talks about the Berea, the brothers of Berea. And the brothers immediately sent away Saul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither, they went into the temple or the house of Yahweh or the synagogue of the Yordim or the Jews. It says in verse 11, these were no more noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received. See, they received the word with all readiness of mind. That's how you receive this truth. Let your, just have your mind ready, a willing mind, to have zeal and to be eager, inclined to hear what this man of Yahweh is saying. They received it with all readiness of mind. And what they did, they searched the scripture daily. What scriptures did they search? They did not have Acts, Timothy, Thessalonica, Philemon, Ephesians, Galatians. They did not have that. They had the prophets. They had the law, Moshe, Psalms, and the prophet. So they searched the scripture daily, whether those things were so. What scriptures did they search? Those are the only scriptures they had, my friend. Those were the only scriptures. Therefore, many of them believe. Many of them, also of the honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. But when the Yordims, or the Jews of Thessalonica, had knowledge that the word of Yahweh was preached of Saul and Berea, they came thither, and they stirred up the people. Now, that's what happened. When there are those that hear that this truth has been preached unto you, especially your pastors, what they call themselves, they get stirred up. They begin to speak against it. They began to speak against men like me. They began to ostracize. They began to say, well, he's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. He's close to blaspheming the Holy Ghost. No, I'm not blaspheming the Kadosh, the Ruah, Yahweh. Not that. I will say that the name Jesus is pagan. And I have no repentance of that, because it takes away from the honor of Yahweh. If the name was Willie or James, it would still be pagan. If it was Zeus, it would be pagan. And Zeus, pagan. That name is a transliteration. Yes, yes, Yeshua and Jesus. Or Jesus is a transliteration of Yeshua. Yeshua, but not Yah. Not Yah. Because the one that saves. No, Yahweh saves. That's who saves. And that's it. And so what they will do, as these corrupt men came, the Bereans, and stir them up, and try to cause them to deny the faith. And that's what men would do. Well, don't, what he's saying is wrong. What he's saying is not right. And yet they cannot dispute it. You set them down in scripture, and they have no recourse. Any man, I will sit down with any man in scripture. Makes no difference who he is. Men are cowardly. They don't have the spirit of Yahweh, so they will do things in a cowardice way. I've met men like that. I've preached 26 plus almost 27 years. So I have met quite a few men. Believe me, I have. So his name is a wonderful name. There is no other name like the name of Yahweh. I want to hear from you. Write me. Call. Call area code 843-658-6222. Call that number now. Leave your name, your address, zip. We'll send you out the book, The Heavenly Father's Great Name. You then will write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N-S-C, South Carolina, 29718. Send a generous gift. We will send you out the book, Come Out of Her, My People. Go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. Leave us a comment. Let us know that you heard the broadcast, and we will send you out the book, The Heavenly Father's Great Name. We do bless Yahweh tonight. Our hearts are inspired. We thank him for the fellowship of brethren and sisters throughout this United States of America and the global world. We bless you, brothers. I know that there are you that may say it or enunciate it different than me, Yahweh, Yahweh. But I know the spirit of Yahweh. And I bless you, brothers. I will not resist and fight against brethren. But I will stand for the truth of his name. I will do that. I bless you, brothers, you sisters. Stay holy. Keep yourself pure in the love of Yahweh. Keep yourself clean from this wicked, vile world. So until you hear from Pastor Roberts and the Saints here, Victory Community, we say to all of you all, Shalom, and Yahweh's mighty name through Messiah. We bless you. May the peace of Yahweh keep your heart pure and clean. Shalom, and Yahshua's mighty name.